This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4030, for Friday, the 12th of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled Playing Alpha Centauri Part 4. It is part of the series Computer Strategy Games. It is hosted by Ahukad and is about 12 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Part 4 of Tips on Playing Alpha Centauri.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in our continuing look at computer strategy games. And I want to continue now with the game Alpha Centauri and do a little more exploration here. And what I want to talk about first is something called base operations status. Now, this is something that you again access through the HQ screen, and it's another important place to get familiar with. Now this screen allows you to see all of your bases in one place and get some useful information. Now in the center window, all of your bases are listed and you can look at what each is producing on the production tab, how happy your citizens are in each base on a citizens tab, and how many military units each base has on the garrison tab. But you can also see the status of other factions, one, if you're in a pact with them, or two, if you have built the secret Project Empath Guild. That gives you an infiltrator with each of the other factions and lets you see what they are doing. Under the central screen is a window with the icons for each faction, and clicking on an icon shows you the information for that faction. Now, under this window is one with icons for labs, energy budget. Remember, energy is the money in this game. Base operations. This was on by default when you first go here. Secret project reports. Satellite survey. Security Nexus, and the Alpha Centauri score. When you click on one of these, the top screen changes to reflect your selection, but so too does the one on the left, which provides added information. So you can select the faction and the type of report and see more information when you do so. So let's go through the reports and see what you can learn. Labs. Okay, this is your research component. When you select labs, you will see in the top screen the technology tree with the text you have already discovered shown in a brighter text than the ones you have not yet discovered. You will also see how frequently you can expect to make new discoveries based on your investment in labs. You can add investment by building appropriate buildings and by redirecting some of your energy budget to research. And of course, if you have a pact, you can see how your pact brother is, or partner, I should say, is doing. And if you have the Empath Guild, you can cycle through the factions and see how your research matches up with the other factions. Ideally, you would like to be researching faster than they are. Then on the screen on the left, you can see a list of the techs you have discovered in the Technology tab, and how much research each base is doing on the Bases tab. Now, the thing to keep in mind in looking at what you have researched is that it is not a strictly linear process. You can't research a tech until you have researched a predecessor. But you don't research all categories equally. Some of this is by your choice when you pick which areas to focus on. If you have aggressive neighbors, you may want to go further in researching the conquer area, but it is a good idea to be reasonably balanced, since you need to improve productivity, which is in the build area, if you want to churn out units. You need an industrial base to support a big army. You will probably refocus your research several times in a game as the circumstances warrant. Next, the energy budget. Now, in the top window, you have a summary of your overall energy budget in the left side of the screen, which will give you your total income and total expenditures. Energy reserves is your total cash on hand, basically. Income is how much you bring in on each turn. Maintenance is how much you spend to maintain your buildings. Remember, units are maintained with minerals, not energy. Loans is how much you are bringing in each turn from loans to other factions. And finally, your net income, which you would like to be a positive number. On the right of the top screen is the maintenance budget for a base. So you can see how much you are spending for each building in that base. Some buildings have low maintenance, but others can be 3 or 4 energy per turn. It is a good idea to know this before you start building things so that you don't bankrupt yourself. You can pick the city to be displayed here in the lower left window. And in the lower right window, you can see a summary of maintenance by building type across your whole faction. If you start running into insufficient energy problems, this is where you can go to start figuring out the answer. Base operations. We already discussed the basic views here for production, citizens, and garrison, but there is more to look at. In the lower left, the Best Bases tab lets you see the top base in each of 8 categories. The two I use the most are minerals and garrison. Minerals are what you use for production. So knowing your top base for production can help if you want to get a secret project out ahead of the competition or if you need to crank out some units. You can also rehome units to this base if the base that built them is running low on minerals. You wouldn't want to have units that are going into battle suddenly be disbanded because you ran short of minerals back home. And the garrison option is handy if you have put a bunch of units into a sentry position and suddenly need to find them and wake them up. Then in the governors tab, you can set all of your governors to conquer. For instance, if you're at war, or set them all to build once the war is over. But even nicer is the advanced settings selection, which lets you fine-tune what your governors can or cannot do. For instance, you could allow them to pursue 2 aims simultaneously, such as both discover and build. You know, in the very early game, that might make a lot of sense. And you can give the governors other powers or take some away. Governors in this game are pretty helpful in removing the micromanagement, but you may want to specify more closely their powers. Next, the secret project reports. Now, secret projects are an important part of this game, and you want to stay on top of how you're doing, how your opponents are doing, which you can do if you have a pact or you have the Empath Guild. For example, the Hunter-Seeker algorithm renders the faction that builds it basically immune to probe attacks, which is very powerful. You would want to be sure you get it and not another faction. Now, if you start falling behind on a key secret project, all is not lost. You can build supply crawlers in other bases, send them to the base that's building the secret project, and have them add the cost of their construction to the investment in the secret project. This is very similar, by the way. In Civ 2, you could do this with caravans and wonders. You could send a caravan to a city that was building a wonder and have it add shields to the wonder production. Now, if you can find an alien artifact by investigating a Unity supply pod, it can be cashed in at the base building the project for an added 50 minerals to the project. Now, alien artifacts can also help add to your research, but you have to choose whether you want to take it as a boost to research or a boost to minerals for a secret project. Now, in the top screen, you can see which projects have already been built and which ones are in progress and where they are being built. Selecting one will let you get a description in the lower left window. Note that if you lose out to another faction on a secret project, you can always recover by conquering the base that built it and adding it to your faction. Now, satellite survey. Later in the game, when you have researched the right technologies, you can build and launch satellites that provide nutrients, minerals, and energy, which are then provided to your bases. Now, you need aerospace complexes to build these and to get the full benefit, but the benefits from a satellite go to all of your bases, so that can be very powerful. If you find yourself starting to run low on energy, a bunch of energy satellites can be very helpful here. And there is a provision for combat in orbit. Orbital defense pods can be deployed, and they have a chance of killing another faction's satellite. This is the place where you would control all of that. Next, security nexus. This gives you a summary of all the units you have produced and the current status. In the top screen, you can see how many of each are currently active, how many are in production, and how many have been lost, either to combat or to mindworm attacks. In the lower left, you can see a summary by unit type, land, naval, air, or non-combat. And in the lower right window, you can do things like automate a unit type. Now, this most often is done with formers, which is a way of reducing the micromanagement aspects. You can just allow the formers to automatically go around and improve tiles in whatever way they see fit. Finally, Alpha Centauri score. You can see your score here as well as scores for the other factions if you have a Pact or the Empath Guild. And during the game, this can be somewhat helpful in letting you know how well you're doing against the other factions. And at the end, it will determine your ranking. If you want more on scoring and victory conditions, you can consult the Alpha Centauri fandom site, and there's a link to that in the show notes. So, this concludes our look at the HQ menu and some of the major screens you can access. Mastering these screens will go a long way to give you proficiency in the game and can ultimately make you an expert player. So, do take the time to study how they work. Now, we're going to cover just a few more topics for Alpha Centauri before we wrap up this one and move on to Civ 3. So, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.